Just let him have it, Alan. Just let him have it.
Where's my stuff? Where's my stuff? Someone is sharing their screen. And so because someone is sharing their screen, which is me, I can't play the theme. That's stupid.
Okay, I have a new theme I can sing for you. Since this is going to be like episode 90, right?
Sure, yeah.
According to what
they
I
can't
have.
All well, be
we're
muscles.
We're in the 90s, so I got a 90s throwback for our new intro.
Uh-oh.
Right about now, it's the Full Scoop Podcast. Check it out now. It's the Full Scoop Podcast. Right about now, it's the Full Scoop Podcast. Check it out now. It's the Full Scoop Podcast. Wiggle woggle, wiggle woggle, wah 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 wah. Punch it, Alan.
Right about now. Oh, I also have to intro. Welcome everybody to the Full Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Alan Brown. This is the show where we dive into an interesting topic or headline.
We clown on the latest news,
but we're serious about the laughs.
So today we are talking about airplanes. And my insightful question for today, just to get things started, do you all know how much a plane weighs?
About
50 tons,
3 football fields.
I'd say a football field and a half, Alex.
Whoever's closest without going over.
A football field of turf? That
yes.
Natural grass for me.
So the Sorry. Answer, well, Ben, do you have a guess? Anything 50. In pounds, I think, and you'll take it.
Oh, don't go through your notes.
I say 1 pound. No, I say
winner.
Fuck, he didn't go over.
He didn't go over.
$1, Bob.
$1.
50 to 60 tons.
80 to 176 tons.
How much is that
tons.
In American?
What
football field in American football?
Oh wait, how much? How much is a ton? Isn't it 2,000 pounds?
Yes. Yeah.
So what was your guess? I think your guess is actually spot on.
50 to 70 tons.
Yeah, it's about 40 to 80. Damn. Depending on the plane, but you know, there's really huge Math. Planes out there. So, I'm sorry, audience. We really got hung up here on that question. Let me introduce my co-hosts. Mr. Johnny Kelso. Johnny Kelso.
Oh, that's me, yes.
Ben Medina.
And Winston Smith. And I wanted to point out, as Kelso so curtly and aggressively pointed out before we started recording, I am operating today without a windscreen. Why? Oh, yeah. Classic excuse, my dog ate it.
You're fucking...
I was hoping that was your answer and not that it was on your penis.
No, it just pops up from under the screen. No, I rearranged my room for better photography for my Transformers. And I guess during the move, the windscreen came off my microphone. And a few days ago, we found our dog chewing. No, she's chewing on this foam. And me and Mrs. Smith are like, what is she eating?
That
and we take
odd.
From her, we're like, it's foam. And we're staring at each other. I don't know what we have that's foam. And she said, one of your Transformers? Like, I don't keep them in foam. I'm not OCD about them. You know? I said, no, do we have a foam mattress? No. And so it was a mystery for about a week. And then I'm setting up the microphone to do the podcast. And lo and behold, the answer was staring right in my face.
Oh, no. Well, in case you do on location, you will need one. You will need a replacement.
I have already ordered one from eBay. And hey, good news, we solved the mystery.
Oh man, I had one right.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Oh, that's too late.
It came with free shipping.
Oh, good. It's just going to take five days.
5 weeks.
So are we ready to put the dog down, like I said 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that was about 5 episodes ago.
Was it? I don't
know. Yeah. But I hear what you're saying.
It's time.
Yeah. So, our story of the day, of the week, of the past decade.
Month or even the year.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. 5 points.
We split that one, Kelso. Yes.
Boeing has been in the news lately. Have you all kept up with that? Anything
sounds
at all?
Sounds like I'd be bowed out of my mind. Oh, ka-doom.
That's minus five.
That's minus five. Yeah, that's a penalty points.
Great, 5 points from Ravenclaw.
You're like Hufflepuff.
The points can transfer around too. No, not at all. No one's heard about Boeing. No one's afraid of falling out of the sky.
Oh yeah, they've done some good work, right? That's what this is all about.
Oh,
we only
no.
talk about positive news, right?
No. This is quite the contrary. So they've been in the news for all the wrong reasons for an airline. They have had, actually, I think it's the past 2 weeks, they've had three like incidents with their planes. I have a little snapshot here. I think the first
incident.
Okay, so
doors opening up in the sky.
So here's the thing about the door opening up in the sky. Oh, actually, that was a separate thing where a student pilot
asshole trying to open it up.
Well, yes, you heard that one.
Strong.
There was a student pilot. Tried to open. I think it was the cockpit door, though. Like he was trying to get in there, and obviously we don't know what he was trying to do, but he was studying, or he was training to be a pilot. So, I mean, that sounds like attempted terrorism to me.
Terrorism.
I'm as good as a licensed pilot.
That sounds like what that is. But no, the we actually mentioned this on the show at some point. There was a panel that blew out on the side of a plane. So there was no one seated at that on that window seat.
Sure,
at the time.
That's what happened whenever the bus driver turned back and looked out that same window. Yeah. No one was there.
Oh,
everyone's like, I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
So what had happened is this was a modified plane where there should have been a door there, but what they did is they didn't change any of the engineering. They just kind of like patched it up.
They just took off the doorknob from the inside.
There's just no door there.
They spackled it.
So what they called it is a door plug, and so the door plug wasn't secured correctly, obviously. And it failed to do its one job and unplugged in the middle of the flight.
It did the opposite of what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. So there's that.
Do you think it was because the guy that inspected the plane was like, it's supposed to be a door, not a plug. I don't know how to check for a plug.
Yeah, I don't have that in my list.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm like, I don't. It seems plugged.
I can't check. Go through it.
It passes QC. Fuck it.
See, the shit part is it probably wasn't even on the list because now it doesn't show up.
Oh shit! Like, it's just plain
there,
now.
There's nothing that says check for plug that should be a door, and that's part of the issues with communications between Boeing, the manufacturer, and the different airlines. The other incident was a plane caught fire. So here, a Boeing 737 on its way from Houston to Fort Myers when its engine started shooting flames and was forced to turn around. There was another one this past week.
Turn around. No, keep going little further.
No.
Get us a little closer to where we're going.
Y'all missed another opportunity for points there. Turn around.
Every now and then. I thought of it, but it's too much.
You don't want the points today. Okay, so.
Sometimes you just got to know when to let it go.
And when to fold them. Went to hold them.
Went to hold me. Them. Okay, I get those.
I set it up back to you, and no.
Nah.
Nobody wanted it.
I'm Kenny Rogers.
Another plane had a fuel leak and had to turn around within like 30 minutes or an hour of taking off. First hour, they had to turn around. And these are all Boeing planes.
An hour? That's ridiculous.
Sir, your flight is canceled? For a week until we figure out this fuel leak.
You cancel it where we are right now. This is like where the play it where it lays on the field, you know? I'll just move it back.
Oh, okay. Well, we're already in the air. What's the closest you can get me to my destination?
Down.
Uber from there to the nearest airport.
I'll take it from there.
All the way to the scene of the crash.
Don't send me back to the beginning.
Johnny says, all the way to the scene of the crash. damn it. So this is Boeing. Like, think of any potential issue with an airplane. And it sounds
think of
like
any other airplane brand.
Go ahead for points.
Send it.
Boeing's competitors. Go.
Virgin. Isn't that one?
That's an airline. That is like Southwest.
Oh, that's the airline. Yeah.
Cessna.
That's what I. What?
Cessna. They don't
that's
make
a type
planes.
Of, that
like
is a type.
They're not competing with Boeing. But they may also make planes.
Right.
So
my point is, if this is the fucking big guy that everyone fucking knows, they're the only one they know.
They ain't getting it right.
Fuck? Yeah. And they're not doing it right.
Yeah.
What about the little guys?
So I saw a comment in the sky. No, I saw a comment in a YouTube video, and a guy was saying, you got to remember. Yes. So there you go. It was a little late, but 3 points. I feel like you Googled it.
No, I saw it. I heard it. It's just a little weird.
So someone commented, people forget that Boeing is actually a weapons manufacturer. And beyond that, they're actually...
So they are doing their job.
A profit-driven corporation who just happens to also make planes. But their main thing is...
The side.
Yeah, their main thing is weapons. So they said about 50% of their shit is making weapons. So
they are on track with... They're doing their job and killing motherfuckers.
They're single-use weapons.
Yeah, okay. Then.
I mean, there are. Yeah, that is a whole category.
If it lands on a building, would you call that double use?
Too soon.
Too soon. It's only been 20 years. Yeah, you're right.
23. 23.
That's it?
Wow. Everybody... Shake off the dust. So,
I wasn't born yet. What do you mean?
Shut the fuck up.
So, where were we here? Yeah, Boeing
falling out
Boeing
of the sky.
Weapons.
but that's a good point. Who are like this is the biggest one. Name a competitor. Airbus is one. I do have a list.
Doesn't even sound like a plane manufacturer. That
sounds like straight out of Totoro.
Look it up, and it'll prove me right.
No, it's actually one of the biggest ones that we could consider an actual competitor to Boeing.
I wasn't questioning Ben's
facts.
I was questioning the name. Like, it doesn't sound like they make.
I would trust Boeing over Airbus.
Airbus? No, you're not. You come back
when you
have a real company name.
Well, you're making me skip around in my notes here, but check this out.
Do you want to know something
Airbus?
Funny about
that? Well,
yes.
Funny?
Okay, Airbus is the brand of the planes, right?
Okay.
There's a Mexican airline that didn't think outside the box and just translated it and just, that's their airline.
Aerobus.
That's it.
And that's all. And is that all they buy? Airbuses.
And that's the company, like the transport company.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think is it the same company?
I don't know.
They're just like
instead of fucking going to Virgin, we should be going to Boeing. Be like, hey,
want to make an airline?
Yeah,
called Boeing.
We don't want to be the Virgin.
Quit fucking around.
Boeing Aerospace.
You own the plane. Take me to where I need to go and fix it. Quit fucking dicking around. Quit putting it in somebody else's hands.
Passing the buck.
Hey, I gave them the plane and I told them to take care of it and to give it back to me when it needs service.
Uh-huh.
No, it's your plane.
You service it.
It's probably you fly me.
I tried to tell you.
Probably Boeing doesn't want to do that.
Of course, nobody wants the fucking liability.
Right.
You have to force it on someone.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta shove it.
You think Virgin wants to pay the fucking millions of dollars in insurance?
I mean,
when it's Boeing's fucking airplane that falls out of the sky?
To be fair, their money doesn't come out of their pocket, so they probably do have an insurance agent.
But they still don't want to. I mean, it fucking comes out of somebody's pockets, and someone asks questions regardless when it's that amount.
And then they up your, what's it called?
Yeah, their service fee.
They're your premium. Fees, you know, it's which is so premium. Ridiculous. Like, I'm paying you to provide a service in case I need money. I needed money. Me. Why are you charging me more?
To pay for the insurance that will take care of me if you fuck up.
This was the whole reason we had this setup was that you're going to pay for this. Now you're going to raise how much I owe you for doing the job I was originally paying you to do?
Yes.
I'm going to Geico. So save 15% in 15 minutes.
No, God, I just had this
please,
argument.
We need some sponsors. Geico.
We're fucking burning everyone.
No, no. That's fine. That's fine. Burn everyone. We got Geico. We're looking really good right now.
You get good fire coverage with Geico.
15 minutes.
They won't turn you down.
If a plane lands on your house, they will help you. I've heard of this.
No, we're arguing about
insurance.
How these fucking retarded companies are,
you can't say that,
make their, okay, fine,
corporations.
Corporation.
Thank you.
These companies on the spectrum.
No, they're like, oh, we don't have any hidden fees, we're just charging you like $30 straight up, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And then they don't realize that we're the reason why we made them break down and tell us every single fee that they're charging us and what it's for and what it's going to. And then they showed it to us and we're like, "What? Why do I have to pay all these fees?" And this one guy's like, let's just not tell them. Hey, let's go back to how we were.
Let's
hey,
go back to not telling them.
No, it's $30. That's it. That's it. That's it.
But it's all rolled in there. You're still paying them.
It's still paying the same shit. And then fucking 20 years later, we're going to be like, well, I want to know exactly what I'm paying for. You need to put it on the bill.
Right.
Here we go again.
Did this happen at your job, at your workplace?
This conversation?
Yeah.
That sounded personal.
No, it happened on my way to San Antonio with my wife.
Okay. All right. And it has nothing to do with airplanes then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
My airplane insurance is lapsed. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All
right. No, it was the fees. The fees. Like the fees. Fucking, there's insurance. All these fees on your.
You're saying there's fees when you buy a plane ticket those go to service.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're saying that if we ask for the detailed receipts, we'd see that they're not.
There.
They're not charging us for service because they're clearly not doing it.
Right.
Yeah. So, I want to see if you guys can hear this video. If not, I'm going to have to open it somewhere.
I hear
it. The look of everyone's face, that's a no.
Okay, well, some feedback would be nice.
I'm giving
everybody
you
just looked
feedback.
At it, waiting for someone. I'm like, I can't hear it, but maybe someone else can.
Yeah.
Maybe but there's no sound help.
Yet.
That doesn't
I'm
help
waiting
anybody.
For to finish, to be over for me to conclude that no, I couldn't.
Okay. Oh, man. Also, share tab audio. Yes.
For Let's Boeing, do it. Another plane forced to make.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Today, Lucas Tomlinson has more.
It's the sixth incident involving a Boeing plane over the past week.
Six.
American
Six.
Airlines
My bad.
From
My
Dallas
bad.
1 week.
Emergency landing at LA.
Well, now it's terrible.
And they're reporting on Saturday, so it's like, oh, there's still time. There's still time, guys.
You get in that
7% to the gate and the passengers disembarked safely.
100%
just days
incident
after a
rate.
United Airlines Boeing jet turned around mid-flight after leaving Sydney, Australia. That plane reportedly suffered a mid-air fuel leak on its way to San Francisco.
And there
now
you go.
New York Times report
it was over
finds
the, ocean,
the Alaska
Winston.
Airlines plane, whose door panel was blown out mid-flight in January, had been scheduled to undergo maintenance following the flight. after the carrier's engineers
fucking day, bro.
Mounting evidence
that he day.
I'm sorry, so your warranty expired yesterday.
Sherman says Boeing is not able to find records documenting who previously performed maintenance work on the plane. Quote, a verbal request was made by our investigators for security camera footage to help obtain this information. However, they were informed the footage was overwritten.
Of course it was. Precisely what happened? How did it happen? Were they tired? Were they fatigued? Were they distracted?
This week, Boeing said any employees who have violated company manufacturing procedures will receive additional training. In Washington, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox 32, Chicago.
Because there's no videos.
It's not even a slap on the wrist, is it? Just a little caressing of the wrist. Eh, we'll get you some more training.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the planes that are on fire.
We should definitely buy the stock now.
Isn't that just crazy talk? Well,
why?
Well, because it's going bad for them. This is you don't expect them to fail completely.
Oh, they're not going anywhere.
I want them to.
They own 70% of the planes in the sky.
So,
did you hear 100%
clearance rate?
God damn it.
Yeah, but did you hear that?
Unheard of.
We need all of those planes out of the sky now.
Did you hear that? That's only 50% of their business. The other 50% is the weapons.
Guns.
And we got Ukraine going
that
on.
That side of the business
we going. We got Israel.
How the fuck are they hitting their mark?
Hey.
You know what? Yeah, that doesn't make you question.
50% is enough to counter how bad the other 50% is. No,
but they're not wrong, though. They're not wrong. That it makes sense. If their planes suck, does that then inform the quality of their weapon system?
The guy fucking turned around. That fucking, like, as it blew off of the plane, no plagues on our missiles, please. Done.
I just realized Johnny's got a great pilot voice. Like, I would listen to him take me across the country. If you look out to the left, you will see the Grand Canyon.
It's fucking huge, ain't it, ladies?
Three goats and a chicken.
Gets you a good time down in Delaware.
It's
suspect it. It's always the
musicality of it. The musicality of it. It's so nice.
As no one's been there. Oh, okay.
It's there, but you don't really go. It's like the spare room. You're like, I mean, we keep it nice and clean, but nobody really does anything.
Won't take Boeing there.
Hey. So you can actually. So what company was it? Damn it. I don't know, but it's one of those travel companies.
Skybus.
They've started, a travel, like a booking company where you go online and buy tickets for hotels or airplanes or whatever.
Travelocity.
Booking.com.
Let's say Travelocity. Pick one. Which one do we want to sponsor
Expedia.
Us?
Wait, which one had William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy?
Travelocity.
Travelocity.
No. Priceline.
Priceline negotiator.
Oh, 10 points.
10 points. Andy went to space. Quick. They sent them to space.
They did send them to space. It was Amazon. Jeff Bezos that did that. So where was I going with this? They've the booking companies have actually added a filter so you can exclude certain Boeing models from the availability from those search results that you get.
Because the ones that are falling out of the air.
They finally discovered the filter checkbox. Like,
oh, look at that.
No. That was never a thing. That was never a thing. You always had a filter for price, for availability. What luxury class or whatever the fuck.
Just the
but
class.
Now they know that people are really they're averse to the specifically because you guys haven't been keeping up with this. Specifically, the issues are with the 737 MAX because the 737 MAX was rushed into production. They needed
just like the MAX, Samsung,
the 737 Magnum.
No, the Samsung.
I don't have enough data to refute that.
Right, like you should just go for the Pro.
Don't do the Max. Do the Max. Do the Pro. So the Max was a modified version, and I have a link in the description to this whole like 30-minute explanation of what happened with Boeing that led to where it is here. And you guys listening, you can watch that. And they'll explain everything about their merger with McDonnell Douglas and how after the merger...
You're going to say McDonald's. I was like, what? McDonald's is getting in the weapons division here?
Wow. Whoa. You know what? You may not make it to your destination, but you'll get a happy meal. So
over 2 billion murdered.
Jesus Christ. What? McDonald is probably leading
the murders anyways.
It's McDonnell. I don't know how to say it. It's with N-N-E-L-L. So McDonnell Douglas merged with Boeing in 97. And employees and ex-employees have said that that is when the issues really ramped up, because the CEO changed and the entire culture inside of Boeing turned toxic. And instead of focusing on safety, as Boeing had since their founding, looks like in 1916, of like really having a excellent track record, all of a sudden it was about speed, get things done quickly. And even when safety issues were discovered, not just simply overlooked, but discovered and reported, they were suppressed and people were fired and people were like bullied in their position. And so that led to a lot of the long-term Boeing employees leaving or quitting or being fired, the good ones, right? And because you guys haven't been keeping up with this, this is awesome opportunity for me to lay everything out and get your like super honest reactions to this this next video.
Oh no.
I know that he did not commit suicide. There's no way.
First tonight, our investigative reporter Ann Emerson has new information in the death of Boeing whistleblower John Barnett. A close family friend of Barnett says he predicted he might wind up dead, that a story could surface that he killed himself. But he told her, don't believe it. Ann?
Tessa, Barnett's family friend Jennifer said they had talked about this exact scenario playing out, but his words seemed like a premonition. He told her, don't ever believe it.
I knew John because his mom and my mom are best friends. And so over the years, get-togethers, birthdays, celebrations, and, you know, whatnot, we've all got together and talked. And, you know, that's how really know each other.
And when Jennifer needed help one day, Barnett came by to see her.
We know
about his upcoming depositions in Charleston. Jennifer knew he filed an extremely damaging complaint against Boeing. He says the aerospace giant retaliated against him when he blew the whistle on unsafe practices. For more than 30 years, Barnett was a quality manager. He'd recently retired and moved back to look after his mom in Louisiana.
He wasn't concerned about safety because I asked him, I said, aren't you scared? And he said, and his voice and the way he... Which are, no, I ain't scared.
I'm just retired. I mean, it's not. Yeah, now he comes out. Now that he's collecting his fucking benefits.
He did not commit suicide. There's no way. He loved life too much. He loved his family too much. He loved his brothers too much to.
Well, they're not allowed to fire him if he blows the whistle. He's protected.
And he basically told you not to believe it.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Not true. He's got too much to do. Likes breathing. And he did. He had a lot of things.
He's a breather.
He looks like a breather to me.
It's a breathy.
I think somebody got in there and made, money can buy anything nowadays. Looks like one of those
liberal nose breathers to me.
There's a lot of evil in this world. I think somebody didn't like what he had to say and wanted to shut him up and didn't want it to come back on anyone, so that's why they made it look like a suicide.
Well, now you have that you didn't know.
Was it an accidental stray missile off of a military base?
Was he on a plane that accidentally just fell off the sky?
You don't fly any more Boeing planes after you blow the whistle on them. No.
He didn't have a problem fucking signing off on the quality controls the 30 fucking years he was there, getting a check.
Well, I don't
now
know.
Now he wants to complain?
No. I mean, aren't most suiciders not going to tell you that they're going to suicide?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it depends if you listen to their music.
Chester, so sorry. He's had the Cure on repeat all week.
No, I'm talking about Chester from Linkin Park. But
oh.
I mean, it's on four albums of the same shit.
I'm gonna do
somebody
it.
Sucks.
I'm
somebody
do it.
Sucks.
My life is terrible.
Great job. Say it into this.
How much can we get that on iTunes, Ethan?
Jesus.
Need
Christ.
I remind you, you have a signed contract.
We need at least four of these.
Anyways.
What you do after that is your own business.
So,
all right. So,
suicide. I'll tell you right now. This is the way I would do it. I would tell people not to believe it was suicide and send them on some crazy quest.
Oh,
is that
God
what you're
damn
telling
it.
Me
to avenge right now? My murder? Don't believe it. Don't believe it. And then I go do it.
Obligatory mention that the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is now 988. You can talk to someone. You can chat with them. 988. This is all for jokes, but if you're going through something, 988 right away.
Vent from Boeing.
So to clarify, Johnny, he didn't work for Boeing for 50 years, 30 years, or whatever. And it wasn't his whole career. He worked from 2011 to 2017. And I believe that was a very short run because he was like, fuck is going on here? And he didn't work on the 737 MAX. He worked at he was a quality manager at the North Charleston plant that assembled the 787 Dreamliner.
So there's more.
Oh, there
that are fucked.
Oh, there's different more.
No, well, those are safe because he sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, haven't had issues reportedly, but
because they shut him
he's
up.
He's been inside of he was inside of the plant and because he was a quality manager, he probably had access to leadership. And this is not the only person that has come out and said this shit. I wanted to show you some of the comments in this video. Right here. I was a QA inspector for Boeing for 25 years.
I can do that.
You see? Okay, we'll put some in there, man. Put some lies to good use. If you can do that.
Bring down Boeing, bro.
Yeah, dude. Fuck it.
I don't want to fucking accidentally suicide myself, man. Fuck that.
Well, then you acknowledge that there's a risk in these guys doing it.
Or at best, get arrested for market manipulation.
Yeah. So he says,
why did you buy Boeing, Kelso?
Kept talking shit about it. Brought the price down.
I was trying.
Well, leadership would appreciate that. I guess they could stock buybacks. They were doing a lot of that. Most of the Boeing managers are incompetent, he says. They don't know what they are doing. They all cared. All they cared about was the job count. John Barnett was one of the few exceptions.
It sounds like any other fucking job in the history of the United States. Come on.
Except people fall out of the sky when they do their job.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Right.
That's the problem. People are falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
If they weren't.
Nobody would give a fuck. No one would give a fuck.
Look at how many problems Firestone used to have. And we were like, we still use them. You know, it was a thing for about a week. And it was like,
The trains, not long ago.
The outrage is short lived. So, I guess to round this conversation out, just a little bit of help for anybody listening. If you're traveling in the U.S., there are numerous airlines that do not use the Boeing MAX series. Delta is one.
At this point, just fucking rent a van and go ham, bro. Just,
I certainly
there's tons of things you can do on the way, and road trips are
but,
pretty bad.
Okay, going back to that one phrase, isn't it safer to fly than drive? Even with
not
these
Boeings at the helm.
Okay. Statistically speaking, statistically, even with Boeing's disasters, let's call them, probabilities of still crashing, of hurting yourself.
Well, it's because it really depends, man. You could take the data and make it look like anything.
If you compress it, to your point,
right? If I look at the last 50 years of Boeing, the rate of incidence is extremely low. If I look at the last 10 years, it's extremely high and no longer the safest way to travel. Simply looking at Boeing, just at Boeing. Yeah. So exclude Boeing, and yes, it is still the safest way to travel. And
what percentage of planes does Boeing have on in the air compared
to you said 75%. They had 75%. You said 75% market share.
But
you said they own 75% of the skies, of the airplanes in the sky. And that was probably a bullshit fact, but I'm telling you because I remembered it to call
it like bullshit to me.
I smelt it.
That's why we all ignored it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I logged it. I'm like, oh, let's see if that checks out. So maybe it doesn't. But the point is, they are a huge fucking competitor. And they are basically. How many
people walk away from airplane crashes?
Thank you, I want to fucking know.
I can get ejected the fuck out of my car and still probably get up and walk. I've seen it happen.
Depending. If you land on somewhere grassy. Somewhere grassy.
Yeah. So.
Oh, it looked like you were pensive. You're like, let me think of that. Oh, no. So on the same point, I just want to read this out. So you mentioned you also called out Airbus, so good on you. So with a 50-year track record of innovation, technological first and industry milestones, Airbus is the leader in design and manufacture. Blah, blah, blah. They have had impressive safety record with no fatal accidents involving passenger fatalities in its history.
Because nobody rides Airbus.
It's just the pilots themselves.
It's just like rides the motherfucker.
You don't count that as a passenger death.
It's like
Boeing gets flown nonstop every day, all day, every day.
I mean, it does.
There's
copy more frequently now.
That's the problem. Sometimes they turn back
to the creativity around Airbus. I feel like they were just like, let's just keep it simple. It's bus in the air. We call Airbus.
What more do you have?
Are they German?
We fly there. I don't know where it's from, but we made him Russian because
I like Russian because it's a little.
It's simple. We fly there
because they sound like they're being genuine and sincere, but they could still be being sneaky about it. You know, yeah. The Germans always sound sneaky, no matter how sincere. Like,
there are
both Boeing and Airbus.
They can say there are no. There have been no reported fatal incidents.
How do you fucking cover up a plane crash?
We have ways.
Remember that, what was that called?
9/11.
It was terrorists. It was terrorists. Yes.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Losing control. Okay.
What planes were used, by the way, on...
Boeing
9/11.
Max Pro or whatever.
Literally, the odds. It's a Boeing, I guarantee.
So the Airbus was founded in the Netherlands.
In my Netherlands. Did anybody
do a Dutch accent? Oh, yeah, that is good.
Yeah. Is that Dutch? Yeah,
it's a moose in the air. Air moose.
Look, not that Boeing needs the bad press, but.
They were, right?
There were two Boeing 757s and two Boeing 767s were used in 9/11.
There's your weapons manufacturer right there.
There you go. See, it works. It does work. I told you.
We can't
stock
upload.
Goes up.
We're not going to blame this on.
We cannot upload this episode.
Bin Laden? The Al-Qaeda guy. They'll never find him.
Who's that bin looting guy? He's catching traction.
I'm just saying, buy your stocks now.
This guy shows up. Hey, what are we doing today, guys?
Shut up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just happy to be invited. You know?
All right.
I have the worst Dutch accent ever.
I like it. It sounds like the dudes from the
from
Oktoberfest.
Beerfest? No, the other guys from Dude, Where's My Car?
That's what I was going for.
They're Swedish, but it all sounds the same.
Scandinavian, whatever that is. You put two of them together, you're like, which one's Swedish? Which one's
Yeah, I wouldn't Dutch. Pick that out.
It's two white guys as far as I'm concerned. Both German.
What do you call people from the Netherlands?
You don't.
They don't have phones?
You don't call them up.
Oh, they are Dutch, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah, yeah, Dutch. Yeah.
Netherlandish? Netherlandians? No, they're Dutch. No,
Netherland, that's what I would say.
Okay. I thought they were from Deutschland.
No, that's German.
Oh. So then who are the Germans?
Really?
See, this is what America does. We
are they Deutschlanders?
We will name your country whatever we want to name it. Deutschland? No, you're Germany.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking Germs.
España? No, you're Spain. Nippon? No, you're Japan. That's what we do.
Is that true?
That's very true. Yeah, it's their country's called Nippon.
Who?
What the fuck?
Who's that?
Japan.
Huh?
Nippon. Nippon.
That's
the
man.
Name of their country.
Google that. Verify this shit.
Nippon Television.
Television?
Yeah, well, you know, like we have the American Broadcasting Company.
This is what's called an exonym. The word Japan is an exonym and is used by many languages. The Japanese name for Japan are Nihon and Nippon. They are both written in Japanese with the kanji, whatever that means.
I'm giving myself 5 points for that one.
Holy shit, 50 points, dude. You're blowing my mind right now.
Thank you. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm buying you a ticket to New York.
Oh, sweet. One ticket to Nippon.
A one-way ticket to New York.
It's only one way.
He's like, go ahead. You know, he's all mad about it. Like, I dare you to try and buy a ticket to Nippon. Go to Boeing, the Delta. It's like, can I have one ticket to Nippon? They'll laugh at you.
You think there's just less flights on September 11th? And like in general than any other day of the year?
You know, it sounds like Boeing's been working on this record. Odds were in their favor.
Running.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they have the biggest planes too, don't they? Like if you were going to crash a plane into a really big important building.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Because I was going to say, I'd be more concerned with the quality and not the size of it.
But
know?
I don't.
Which is what people with small penises say.
Yeah.
Right. It ain't the size. Come on, Boeing. It ain't the size of the plane.
Yeah, but my airplanes can take out a building too.
Shut up and sit down.
They just want to be at the table, man.
They're the guys that they keep sending back and forth for like coffee or something. That's what they
So
you just have to hit the apex of the building and it will come down.
That beautiful Dutch engineering. Has that ever been said?
We're going with the 747.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Bigger explosions.
Bigger bang bang.
Do you validate the parking?
It's all a facade.
He started going like Arab there at the end.
I went a little Borat there.
Yeah, a little Borat. Oh, man. So, what do you guys think the future of air travel is?
Bad.
Boeing is staying. Bad press for a few years, but I think they're staying.
Jetpacks.
What we need is to bring back Zeppelins. Led Zeppelin. No.
Not Led Zeppelin. The ice and snow with the midnight sun with the frost rings.
They were Dutch. That's right. That's why they came from the United States.
But they will sue us.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
Don't turn your back on Robert Plant or Jimmy Page.
Are there safe Zeppelins? Can you fill them with...
Dude, have you heard...
Something
actually,
else?
Is there a movie coming out about them? I heard there was a big old thing when Zeppelins came.
It came out last year.
And what?
It came out last year. It's called The Lead.
that there was a lot of controversy behind them.
What part? Are we talking about actual Zeppelins or now we're talking about the band?
Because I'm not confused. Def Leppard. Not Def Leppard.
God damn it. Leppard.
Not Def Leppard.
Hysterical. Hysteria.
All no,
the actual place. Zeppelins.
Okay. Like the vehicles.
Yeah. That,
probably
that,
not the best example.
That they were really kicking off and somehow they got sabotaged.
The Hindenburg. We all saw that.
Well, yeah. But it wasn't an accident.
You're saying the Hindenburg wasn't an accident?
I mean, I'm not saying it.
It was.
Jesus but Christ. It
Ben's like, no, it was.
Fine, I'm saying it wasn't.
Okay. I mean, because it just seems like it... It shouldn't be that easy to sabotage as it was so clearly.
Yeah, it was.
So, you know, that sabotage.
I think it was way easier back then because back then there was like less safety restrictions.
That's what I'm getting at. It should not be that easy for your competitor to sabotage you. So if they got sabotaged so catastrophically, that probably saved lives because you'd have like a whole Boeing Zeppelin division,
yeah,
you know, with 75% of the things in the sky belonging to Boeing Zeppelins and people burning up and exploding in the sky. And we just go like, well, that's pretty good track record. Like 1 out of 10. I mean, it's not so bad, right? And we just take that as like the state of flying.
We roll the dice on 10%.
Mm. Yep.
So it wouldn't be Airbus anymore. It'd be air balloon.
Air blimp.
Okay, we've made air balloons.
Call them Zeppelins, guys.
They're still not as big as Boeing's, though. We're still going to go with Boeing here.
They carry the same weight.
Where do we land these things?
How do you crush
anywhere
into a building?
That's the beautiful thing. Well, not on
we
buildings.
Drop you off at your house. We have a ladder.
You can rope ladder down to your house. They'll deliver you right to where you
to
need.
To your front door.
And it's clean.
Now, would it have been as effective on 9/11?
I mean, you probably
you really
want to
use
more,
that
more time to clear the buildings.
As an odd choice of words, efficient. For 9/11.
No, because... What happened there was...
Have you ever thrown a balloon against the wall?
Well, I mean, they're sharp. The building's sharp. You just got to drop it on top. Straight down. Oh, damn. You really need that wind sock. Holy shit.
I knew it would come up eventually.
Jesus Christ. Well, let's cut it there before we get in more trouble.
Oh, you're airing this?
I have no choice. We're out of material.
Okay. Welcome, Raz. It was good
we're
to
in
meet
the,
you.
We're in the rock bottom of our career.
Watch Airbus be the one to come after us.
They're small enough to notice us. Our stocks took a hit.
Who is this, the food scoop?
Or watch them sponsor us. Oh, shit. Be like, you finally noticed us.
I did call out their safety record. So impeccable, by the way. Impeccable from Airbus.
And we like the Netherlands.
Oh, man. You know what? Well, like I said, we should cut it there. But before we sign off, we go to Winston.
We have the totals of the scores.
I have
60 points and 10 at 15.
20. You have you have 55 because you had a minus 5 there.
I didn't count that one because first I got 10.
Well, of course, the scorekeeper, you wouldn't count that one.
Yeah, you can't keep your own fucking score.
I had 10, and then Kelso and I split one, so we each got 5, and then I lost those 5.
Oh, you
so
lost those 5?
And that was back down to 10, and then you gave me 50 for Nippon. Yep. That put
you
at 60.
Yeah. You don't talk to the fucking the referee.
Well, how much did I get? I got,
but you got at least 10. So you lost another 50 there.
Oh, yeah. You started out negative.
I'm sorry. How many do I lose, Alan?
I counted 15.
15, still win.
All right. Man, I was trying to get myself into second place there. Besides that, what have we learned?
Don't fly
Boeing. Good luck.
Don't fly.
don't fly. You know, because if they say Boeing has like 70% of the marketplace in the air, but the other 30% is hitting on the ground. So,
oh shit!
That's only because the 30 is going down.
Yeah, damn. This is a comedy show.
Well.
Right now, just a little disclaimer. We're all jokey jokes.
I found out they have windows in the cockpit.
Uh huh. You didn't know
How
that?
Do you think they see out of the plane?
No, the like they can open them.
Like the little side ones, the little triangle ones. That's
yeah. In case they need to signal left. You know, they're going to do a left turn.
Blinkers out. Yeah. It's like, don't worry. The pressure doesn't even let you open the window. I've tried.
Like,
you've tried? Wait a minute.
We've all tried.
Back that up. Like, I know the science tells you can't open the window.
That's why it opens backwards. So you use the air pressure to... Oh, there goes the window.
Oh, that's why it pops off so easy.
It's in the face.
Okay, we learned not to open windows.
If you want to learn even more, you can find all the links in the show notes.
And if you like what you hear, you can support us by sharing us with two friends.
Then help them also enroll two friends each.
It's exponential growth like that. Helps us grow, and you grow, and we grow.
And you already know this, but...
You've just received the full scoop.
Yummy.
It totally took yummy. His line.
Yo, yeah, let John do it. Do the Dutch accent.
That's a yummy.
I was going to say, like a pyramid scheme, but...